To answer the question about when I first officially knew of the murders that Cecilia and her group were committing. Now, back when I first met Cecilia and through the 4 years that I was friends with her, all that I had known of Cecilia by that point was that she had apparently committed murders in her past. When she was part of the occult, because apparently the occult had forced her to commit these murders. Up until that point, it was just by word of mouth, Cecilia specifically. I did not have any evidence that would prove that she had actually murdered anybody by this point. But if I look back now, towards even months into the friendship, there were questionable incidences that should have indicated that something was going on. I mean, murders left, right, and center were popping up, and they were all within the vicinity of where Cecilia was or the people that she knew. I mean, I had never known so many murders to suddenly just start happening. Especially, regarding or around someone in specific, it does become questionable, although I honestly did not, I could not even comprehend that Cecilia was committing the murders or even just orchestrating the murders. That thought didn't even run through my mind once. It was just something that I would not expect her to do. I mean, Cecilia always portrayed herself to be this meek and mild person who could barely walk properly, was continuously suffering and fighting for her life, to this kind of dramatic extreme, and also, I might add, continuously trying to help people, supposedly. So, trying to put that in the same line with her potentially, at least potentially, murdering someone at that current point, just it wasn't something that would make sense. But sadly, it was obviously true. The only time I legitimately did find out that Cecilia was involved in the murders was when LaRue and Marcel were originally arrested in 2016. I mean, when I first saw the article in in a magazine, I was honestly dumbfounded. These two kids that I had known since they were 8 and 10 years old are murdering people for money. That was the first thought I had because that was the article. I mean, that in itself was already completely dumbfounding to me, and then to find out that Miranda was also part of it was, I think, an even bigger shock. In all honesty, I mean, I know I still want to do another audio specifically on Miranda, but Miranda to me, back when I first met her and during the time that I knew her, I always had this perception that if you just simply said boo to Miranda, she would take off running. That's the perception I had of Miranda. She was scared of everything, highly fascinated at everything, but also terrified of everything. So, yeah, but I'm getting off topic here. That's for another audio. But to answer the question, like I said, I only legitimately knew that Cecilia and her group was legitimately, with evidence, committing murders was in 2016 when LaRue and Marcel were arrested. And after that, I became basically what people call a crime informant to the investigators. And I worked with them for the 4 years of investigation, going through so much evidence. It was actually ridiculous how much evidence there was. having to identify audio recordings, video recordings, photographs. Some of these things I will never be able to forget because they were beyond horrific. They were beyond words. But I was there for a lot. And I helped them piece everything together because I was told quite a few times that the crimes didn't match up. Normally a person or a group that commits crimes will always have at least a similar method or pattern that they work with. But with Cecilia and her group, the methods and the patterns were dramatically different. They could not tie up the soft kill murders and the way they were done with the overkill murders and the way those were done. It didn't make sense that both types of murders would come from the same group. And in addition to that, there was still, you know, the racketeering, the money laundering, the drug smuggling, diamond smuggling, the gun running, the list of crimes was seemingly endless. It was actually easier to ask what weren't they doing, because I don't think there was anything on that list for what they weren't doing. Cecilia and her group were involved in pretty much everything. So it didn't make sense to the investigators, but with the 4 years that I had known Cecilia, even though I would not be able to even fathom or imagine that she was still at that point committing murders or orchestrating murders, as well as the other crimes, those 4 years still helped pile up a vast amount of information. There were so many things that I had actually witnessed that helped contribute towards tying up the case. I mean, it's basically, if you put it this way, you know, if you're given a puzzle, but there is no picture on the puzzle box, you're just simply given this box with no picture on it, and it's got 1,000 puzzle pieces on the inside, you have no idea what, you know, this puzzle is supposed to represent or look like at the end of the day, but you actually have all the puzzle pieces. So after I had left Cecilia, my mind had constantly been trying to put these puzzle pieces together to try and make some sense of what on earth was going on in those 4 years that I was friends with Cecilia. I mean, I started trying to figure it out towards the last year and a half, at the very least, of being friends with her. But I still had no larger image or actual picture at the end of the day of what was actually really going on. I just had the information. I had all these little puzzle pieces. I had been told by Cecilia what she had done previously before I had met her. It was just a whole bunch of information. So like I said, after having left Cecilia, my mind was constantly trying to, you know, put all these puzzle pieces together. And it was only when, like I said, when LaRue and Marcel were arrested and when the arrest became publicized, that things started to make sense. I started to see at least part of the picture that these puzzle pieces were belonging to. And the more the investigation went on, the more this overall picture finally basically appeared, for lack of a better word there. So it was basically, I suppose you could say, in conjunction with the evidence that the investigators found and the information that I had, all the dots were starting to connect. And in the beginning, or at least somewhat in the beginning of the investigation, just shortly after LaRue and Marcel were arrested, I had typed over 100 A4 pages of information for investigators. I wanted to give them absolutely every ounce and every dot of information that I had on Cecilia, on the members that were in her group, I mentioned everyone and everything, just in case it might help, just in case there might be something that they're missing, just in case there might be another person involved in the crimes that they were not aware of. I gave everything just in case that they needed it. And I mean, I gave them maps, I gave them locations, I gave them contact details, I gave them photos. It was a lot. And I will eventually start posting the photos and the maps and everything as time goes by. But like I said, I gave them a lot of information, and I met with them quite a few times, actually quite a lot of times, over the 4 years of investigation, including in the offices across from the Johannesburg High Court with the advocates and the head prosecutor, trying to tie up the knots, connect the dots, if you will, and answering even questions that I haven't even posed to myself. But at that point, even midway into the investigation, I still hadn't fully comprehended that the information that I had given and everything that I had known, everything that I had witnessed with Cecilia, even though I didn't know what the full picture was, even though I didn't know that she was orchestrating murders, I think thankfully I didn't know, because then I would have become panic-stricken for my life. But I didn't know how much the information would actually end up contributing to sentencing this group. And also, sadly but not sadly, start leading to a phase two or part two. I mean, through giving so much information and through 4 years of solidly thinking about all of this, trying to connect the dots, trying to find every piece of information that I might just have forgotten to give to the investigators, my mind was working on overdrive, and it actually started to connect the dots to other people. And that's actually how phase two began, as far as I know, at least. And then the investigators even started on the second phase while they were still busy with this first one. And they already found evidence, which I suppose by that point shocked me, but did not shock me at the same time, if that makes sense. I think after everything with Cecilia, I think my shock meter, or the shock factor, was already surpassed. So anything more was, I didn't think it was going to be surprising to me. And the one thing I also want to add, I suppose as a side note, I think it was the first few months of starting to work with the investigators, I was, I don't know how to put this, I suppose you could also call it a potential driving force, which helped me realize or start to realize how important my information was, although I still, like I said, I hadn't fully comprehended it. But in the beginning, when I was trying to help the investigators, there was someone that was trying to stop me. I won't mention names. For quite a while, I think for a couple of months, in fact, I didn't even realize that this was going on. And when I eventually found out, I still think even now, I'm dumbfounded that I didn't realize. But I'm glad that I did, obviously. But there was someone that was trying to stop me from giving information to the investigators about Cecilia and her group. And my own personal theory is because they were probably trying to see how much I knew, so they could see how much of a threat I was, to then obviously see how much quicker they needed to out me. But yeah, luckily, none of that obviously happened. I'm still here, and they were, needless to say as well, definitely not impressed with the fact that I had bypassed the stumbling blocks and the restrictions that they had put up in giving information to the investigators. Stupidly, I had told them that I just went straight to the investigators this time, and I gave them everything. I'll never forget the look, the tension, but it, also at that point I didn't realize the purpose behind them trying to stop me. So, and I must say again, I'm also glad I didn't realize. I think there's a lot in my life, to be honest, I'm glad I don't realize in the moment, because I don't know if I would have stopped in my tracks if I had have known, or if I would still be here to talk about it. Sometimes, you know, ignorance can be bliss, it can be useful, it can be a good thing. But I can't say any more about this specific issue just yet, at least regarding what happened with the person trying to stop me and giving information. But going back to the main question at hand is simply to answer and to say that during my friendship with Cecilia, I didn't have any evidence that she was even orchestrating the murders, even though so many murders were popping up around Cecilia and the people that she knew. And it was only when LaRue and Marcel were arrested in the beginning, when I first actually started to realize the full reality that Cecilia was part of all of this. And also, not just another added note, the interesting thing that I just remembered is in that moment when I read the article about LaRue and Marcel, I immediately knew without a doubt. It was like a bright spark or a light bulb went on the inside of me. When I read that article, I knew that Cecilia was the one that was directing everything, orchestrating everything, in charge of everything. All simply because I knew how she did things. She was the one that controlled everybody, and everybody just did as she said, without any question. So these two kids would not have done anything without Cecilia's direction. But also at that point, I didn't know that, I mean, first reading the article, I didn't know that, you know, it was going to turn into such a unfathomable case, or I don't even know what to call it. I couldn't imagine, still with first reading that article, I couldn't imagine that Cecilia was actually orchestrating so many murders and in such devastating and gruesome ways. But yet at the same time, I could wholeheartedly believe it, because the supposed facts that she had told me in those 4 years were now actual truths with information all those years later. I hope that this helped answer those questions.